prefer the neighborhoods because you seem to run into a more interesting crowd of people in the neighborhoods. But we got guys out here so mesmerized by television and drugs and superficial things. They're fucked up. A lot of kids just aren't looking at the future as really a bright point in their life. When you have a bleak outlook, that would lend itself to alcohol and drug abuse. Our country is self-destructing from within. Some say Russia is not dead at all. It's gonna come back. Who gives a fuck about what's happening overseas at this point in time? I'm not worried about a Russian soldier walking down State Street anytime in the very near future. I am worried about my daughter or son or my girlfriend walking out, getting hit over the head for $10 in her purse. I'm addressing the issue of a guy that's going out there sticking you and me up to get our money so he can pay for his drug fix. Desperate state. Desperate state of affairs. Where do you think America's going? Desperate state. Desperate state of affairs. I worry about that. I mean, we're such a materialistic society that we've reached a level of diminishing returns, I think, now. And nobody wins in a situation like that. There are no winners. The only people suffering, as usual, are the little guys. People don't even smile. You know, you walk down the street and you look at just couples. They don't even embrace each other anymore. Everyone's living in a perpetual state of fear. Something has to be done. Our country is self-destructing from within. In 2 or 3 years, it's going to be mind-boggling. Our needs and aspirations that don't seem to be doing a damn good job. Bush, former head of the CIA, you know, a guy like him, that put the nail in the coffin. It's like Big Brother's trying to push his weight around. At least Clinton came from somewhat of meager means. He can relate to the common guy. He knows what we're going through. Desperate state. Desperate state of affairs. Where do you think America's going? Desperate state. Desperate state of affairs. I worry about that. System. No such thing as a perfect system, but there certainly can be a more equitable system where the average worker can make a decent living and support his family, give them a good education, adequate health, and some hope for the future. There is no hope for the future. We're not talking that far in the distance any longer. We have the technology at hand right now to self-destruct. Got these people that elected these politicians that appoint this guy, that appoints this guy, and they're all of the same narrow ideology, and they're trying to promote their values onto you. It doesn't seem to be too difficult to see that that's not going to work. We'll be at each other's throats forever. I think that the Rodney King beating just brought it all out. No peace without justice. I have a feeling that walking on thin ice in that area. There has to be a type of value system.